Legionnaire and newly promoted Lieutenant Asen Ford had flown some old and beat-to-hell ships in his time exploring the frontiers of the galaxy before he joined the Legion. Turian starhoppers, Kolo-Pelo slingshots, and countless cheap ships designed to get the crew from one point in the galaxy to the next, with no guarantee of ever making a return trip. One-shot coffins, the spacers called them. These had been some of the earliest models to make the first daring and very dangerous jumps into hyperspace and out to the limits of human expansion. Ford had flown a lot of them, wrecks that could still get some lift after his crew worked out old problems and ancient system failures. They handled like pigs, little more than scrap heaps outfitted with frightening amounts of thrust. They didn't fly through atmosphere so much as crashed safely over a long period of time. But all of them, each and every one, had felt much safer than the Savage Light Explorer he and his 20-man team of Legion commandos found themselves currently in. Strike Force Dagger. They would be the first on the ground in the bid to retake New Vega and rescue the survivors imprisoned beneath the ruins of Hilltop. But they weren't on the ground yet, for now they were falling, plummeting, really, through New Vega's outer atmo like a runaway comet going down for the last time. Their ship had been hacked and taken from the deck of the mini-hulk the Legion had secured during the final phase of training. The vessel had an alarmingly thin skin and used actual jet engines for atmospheric flight. Old-school jet engines, two on either wing. Three of the four had barely spooled up to life and thrust. The fourth was set to windmill. Their unceasing scream filled the blacked-out interior of the ship where men sat, faces like shadows from the nether between stars. In the dark and rattle of the inner hull, only the whites of the men's eyes seemed to offer any shine, the only life within the barely moving statues. The noise of re-entry was everything, defeating the best efforts of the men to make small conversation beyond shouting out a few words to the legionnaire next to you and hoping he understood you over the banshee scream of the atmospheric propulsion system. A few times amid the wash of noise, someone would try to scream out some motivation or tell a joke above it all. There was no time to slow down, to hit the brakes, as it were. They, all of them in the strike force, had to beat the savages on New Vega to the punch and hit their objective before the main element arrived in the skies overhead, provided they didn't get shot down on the way in. "Hey!" shouted Sergeant Kim, and though Ford heard him, he had no idea who he was speaking to specifically. Ford met the sergeant's eyes and Kimbo continued. Evidently, the new sergeant was talking to his new lieutenant. "You sure we're going to be able to just fly over the city without taking some kind of incoming?" Ford shrugged and then nodded to Dunnell McAfee. "They're attached, as in attached to Strike Force Dagger. Not a legionnaire, but on mission all the same for his supposed technical expertise. Apparently, it would be invaluable at some point." The scrawny little man in the wire-rimmed smart glasses had become obsessed with the savages and their technology. His greatest desire being to see what it's all about, man. Even now, there was a data scroll running along his lenses. They were about to jump into the hostile pre-dawn dark sky, and the little man was studying data. Half, if not all, of everyone here was thinking about death. Their death. McAfee wasn't braver than the rest. He just didn't pay attention to the same things. Lieutenant Ford thought he looked sketchier than a chitterat rat monkey on shoebow leaves. "He says so," Ford shouted back to the sergeant, tilting his head toward the twitchy advisor they'd been saddled with by none other than Tyrus Rex himself. General Rex.